to tonight's broadcast of game number 3 of this Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Preliminary Finals. Enjoy the broadcast.
Hello and welcome back to tonight's coverage of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Preliminary Final Series. This series will determine who will be taking on Super Killer in the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 Championship Best of 7 Series, occurring sometime over the next few days. This particular series has actually been one of the more interesting ones of late, as we've got ourselves a 1-1 series, people. We've actually got something where someone actually... It was competitive! I don't believe it. Unlike a lot of the other ones we've actually been broadcasting, where it's been 4-0, 4-0, 4-0, 2-0, 4-0, 4-0. Blah, blah, blah. So it's nice to see, you know, some competitive games here at Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5. And rant. So now all we're doing is waiting for Desastroso to enter the game here so we can get this game number 3 underway. Desastroso has chosen the map that we played game number 1 on, the map of Othello. And of course, at this point I should probably also mention that tonight's broadcasts are brought to you by our good old sponsor, Low Definition Television. In the age of high-definition televisions, in the age of high-def software, simply, there are times in which you just wish you couldn't see what was actually going on. And sometimes, as they've always said, it is truly just better without the detail. So, we're just waiting for our two... We're just waiting for our two players to give me the A-OK to hit OK in this third game of this best of five series. And yeah, I suppose we also had to wait for Zorak to leave the playing field. As I believe in most, you know, professional ballparks, that would be an instant ejection if a fan was on the field during a game like that. Tut tut tut. Yes, please save me for myself, you two. Alright, never mind. I'm not gonna even bother to repeat what was just said in the room. Yeah, just to let all of our loyal listeners out there know, later tonight, in about 2.5 hours, we will be having our sex advice talk. Annually done at 11:30, you know, once a month, usually around this time of year, as apparently our particular players are more interested in the sex talk than actually playing. Oh, wait a second, the game actually started. My apologies. Desastroso is in the red playing as Terran here on the map of Othello, located in the top left corner of the map, with, Mr. Lousy-Dachy. Is he in the yellow playing as Protoss yet again? So this time we're going back to the Terran versus Protoss world. Flipping the script, though. Desastroso in the Terran, though. And Lousy-Dachy is in the Protoss. Remember, this series is at one game apiece, so this is a critical game in this best of five series, as it will put the loser on the ropes and basically in a position to finish third place and only to be third best of this particular group here at Blizzard Gaming Night. And the drugs are rampant in the room, as everyone can clearly see. First Supply Depot is up for Desastroso, right at the top of his ramp going into the natural. Yeah. Alright, and not much is going on back at Lousy-Dachy. He's basically up his first pylon is complete. So yeah, most likely you will be seeing 14 Nexus again. Lousy-Dachy is going back into his good old fast expansion route here, PVT. And Rain, with the infamous comment of, oh, adds a lot of, insight into the strategy of what is going on in this particular game. And it officially has been 13 Xs there. And Lousy.Cheesy's got his probe just sitting outside of his natural. Waiting very patiently, I might add, in the bottom left corner here on the map of Othello. Very standard build out of these stores, so first barracks, first supply depot. Nothing of much to note at this point. And now, of course, to all of you out there that, well, all, let's see, one, two, three of you. By the way, that's almost a near record, actually, for a broadcast here of a Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational event. So I think our top was maybe four, maybe five, I suppose. I believe our initial Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational tournament had five, six people actually in the room. And that is true, my compadre Zorak did mention that we did actually have more people in for SCV football games. But as everybody knows, SCV football games are a lot more interesting than these melee games to broadcast. Cough, cough, cough. First Factory is almost completed as well for De Sestroso back at his main base. And the natural expansion is up and running for Lousy.Cheesy in the bottom left corner. First Zealot is out as well. Cybernetics Core is about halfway through at this point. And Rain again brings in the valuable insight that is always needed in these particular games. The De Sestroso actually needs to concentrate to play well in this particular game. But as I was actually previously saying here, when a Protoss player in this position, you know, does expand early like that, the Terran player does have a couple of options, either to push themselves or also expand to just meet that number of bases himself. As, of course, the Protoss player having an extra base at this point is going to help him a little bit later on in the long run. Right, Hydrowing? Wink, wink. First, the starport is actually almost a complete as well for De Sestroso. That's right, you've got potential. Anyways, first tank is now also completely trained, and siege mode is almost ready to go as well. Looks like we're going to see Lousy.Cheesy perform his version of this particular expansion here. As he's got a Citadel underway, probably going to see Dark Templar probably heading right towards the straight, right into the main base of De Sestroso. As a robotics facility is underway, so you're going to probably see a shuttle. And most likely you're going to see a Templar Archive here at some point. Well, an observatory has to go up first, though. After all, observation is a very important aspect of StarCraft. Yes, indeed. And one Dragoon and one Zeller chasing away a stray SCV that is going down towards, well, was going towards the natural expansion of Lousy.Cheesy, but is now retreating back to the top right corner. And it looks like De Sestroso is going to try a drop of his own, mirror imaging precisely what Lousy.Cheesy was doing. And actually, if De Sestroso was smart, he would actually drop those tanks right in that high ground area, right behind the natural, and I think that's exactly what he is going to do. This is going to be very difficult for Lousy.Cheesy to get units back there without a shuttlecraft. The tanks are now dropped. They are sieging right at the top there, right at the natural, and bang! Three probes bite the dust. Lousy.Cheesy was wisely able to move a bunch of them away. He does have a shuttlecraft, though, coming up, and they're going to send in a zealot or two to try to repel that attack. Oh, excuse me, one Dragoon and two zealots. And it looks like the one tank is got stuck momentarily from going into the dropship. But now that one Dragoon and two zealots are going to prevent De Sestroso from doing much. But now he drops the tanks again, picks off another couple of probes. Good move from De Sestroso. And Lousy.Cheesy is going to be forced to send them back down. And they load back into the dropship. Good harassment coming from De Sestroso. Now here he's going to go back into the main base. Pick off a couple more probes. Lousy.Cheesy is chasing him as well. The two tanks drop. But not before doing any damage though. Two tanks drop again. Just Not much. And one cannon is going to try to be a little bit of protection for Lousy.Cheesy. Dark Templar is out. Dark Templar is out, and that's most likely going to go into the shuttlecraft and right towards Destorso's main base. But Destorso is prepared, unlike Lousy.Cheesy in the first game, as he does have a missile turret up. But that's going to probably force Destorso a little bit of worry, though. Destorso dropped his tank again. It looked like one of them bit the dust. And that shuttlecraft from Lousy.Cheesy is now going to try to do a counterattack for his own. So we've seen a little bit of good action here back and forth with these two players. The shuttlecraft is going down. Let's see, the Dark Templar should be dropped. Set the shuttlecraft waits. Sees the missile turret. One Dark Templar is unloaded. Let's see if Destorso can kill the Dark Templar before the missile turret bites the dust. Yes. Good repair, though, from Destorso with those three SCVs. Protect the missile turret. Those two tanks take that Dark Templar and show it who's boss. Au revoir, DT. Nice try, Lousy.Cheesy. Lousy.Cheesy, in the meanwhile, though, is expanding yet again to the bottom right corner to give him a one base advantage, as Destorso does have his natural pretty well expanded in the meanwhile as well. One bunker is up as well to serve as, well, a bit of a defense and a little bit of an aggressive position, I suppose, for Destorso back in his own main base. And Lousy.Cheesy, make that two expos. Double the fun, double the pleasure, I suppose, as he's expanding to his second natural, immediately to the north of his main base, the bottom left corner here on the map of Othello. Sort of an interesting game in development here, as Destorso is basically putting himself in the same type of spot he was in the last game. Lousy.Cheesy, just as Protoss, gaining a couple of base advantage and ultimately should be able to out-macro him, unless Destorso does something to change the tide at some point. Lousy.Cheesy does have an observer sitting outside of the natural of Destorso, and Destorso is establishing a little bit of a defense position as a missile turret is going up right behind his natural mineral line. Three missile turrets are guarding the command center at the main for Destorso as well. And Lousy.Cheesy at this point is just massing up a bunch of units here. He's got a group of five zealots and a couple of goons sitting in the middle. But there's nothing more exciting than a SCV probe battle, but that battle just got wrecked by that previously mentioned group of zealots and dragoons. Why spoil the fun like that? Here come a couple of slow vultures going down towards the bottom of the map, and they run into a group of five dragoons. Before they can drop a mine, they bite the dust just like that. And Lousy.Cheesy moves in his group of forces. Two tanks are in defense, though, and Lousy.Cheesy is going to be forced to retreat. And Lousy.Cheesy loses an observer in the process. Why retreat when you can reinforce? Five more dragoons, eight dragoons, and the three zealots are on their way in. The zealots are now going after the one tank that's immediately to the east-west of that bunker. And the SCVs are now trying to defend as well, trying to protect that bunker, but the bunker bites the dust. And now Lousy.Cheesy is moving his dragoons back and just picking off the last supply depot. And excitingly, very excitingly, all those SCVs repair that missile turret to destroy the observer, to maybe give Destorso enough time to build some mines and perhaps even delay this attack, and that's precisely what happened. Those five dragoons are now forced to sit back as they have no knowledge of those three, five, six mines that are now completely guarding the natural base of Destorso. So that might have saved Destorso for the moment. But it's important to note, though, Lousy.Cheesy does have those other two bases established. And Destorso's on the attack himself again. He's got a dropship going down. Two tanks unload. And they're going to go into siege mode right behind the hidden base in the bottom right corner. And that's going to cause Lousy.Cheesy a little bit of a problem as he blocked off. Well, no, I guess he didn't entirely block it off. He's got three pylons guarding the main choke point into his main base in the bottom right. And here comes a shuttlecraft to try to help save that base before it completely goes away. See what that one shuttlecraft probably has, a couple of goons. Oh, a Corsair's coming in as well to pick off the dropship. Now the probes move in to join the two dragoons, and this attack is going to be repelled by probes and dragoons. And a Corsair is going to force those two tanks to unload, and those two tanks are going to disappear just like that. So that attack did not do a lot for Dace Destroso. That's not exactly the kind of type of game-changing move that Dace Destroso needs to get this series back in his advantage like he had after game number one. Although it's important to note, too, that Lousy Dachizi is demonstrating to Protoss players out there the value of having five idle probes at a natural expansion. Notice that the three of them are sitting immediately to the right of the gas there, and only one of them is mining. The other two are just having good discussion about that pylon, you know, right underneath. You know, it's very important for the Protoss just to discuss things instead of actually mining, you know, like they're supposed to do. And it looked like Dace Destroso tried to expand a second time to his second natural, but there's a minor issue. Six Dragoons just sitting outside of the bottom there of that natural. But it looks like those six Dragoons are going to turn into 10, 12 Dragoons with a few more Zealots. And that's going to force Dace Destroso back on the retreat yet again. Speedlots, Dragoons with range. And a battle ensues right outside the natural of Dace Destroso's main natural base. Yes, I know, I just repeated myself. Tanks disappear, and it looks like this might be deep trouble for Dace Destroso. As all those Zealots no longer are there, but now we have ourselves 4, 5, 8 Dragoons. And they're just picking away stuff. Second main force of units comes in. A couple of stray mines are going to damage a couple of them to be a hindrance, but Dace Destroso is in deep, deep, deep trouble yet again. And how about this? Lousy Dachizi, a Zerg player, is going to be plays Protoss instead, and is going to take a 2-1 lead over Dace Destroso. Maybe Dace Destroso, in the meanwhile, does send in his vultures, though, to go after that idling probe base of Lousy Dachizi. You know, after all, that was doing an absolute ton for Lousy. So that's a perfect reason to attack it. Let's see. It looks like Dace Destroso is going to try to establish a little bit of a defensive position at the high ground. But what is this? 4 pylons right outside of the main ramp leading out to the natural. Interesting, interesting, interesting. I guess Lousy Dachizi's kind of messing with the man, as they say. Usually you don't see the four pylon rainbow of doom. Oh, and he's also expanding himself to the second natural of Dace Destroso. Oh, and an arbiter, too. Oh, boy. This is starting to get kind of sad. It looks like Lousy Dachizi's starting to make light of his opponent here. Humiliate Dace Destroso. Perhaps Lousy Dachizi's actually finally showing a little bit of seriousness that he might actually want to win one of these tournaments. Cough, cough. Alright, anyways, those 4 Dragoons and a couple of Zealots are just sitting there guarding. But here comes the Arbiter. And dun 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 dun. And the Arbiter cloaks those. Oh, but 3 Dragoons wasted by Lousy Dachizi coming back up. But the second natural is established. The Nexus is up. A nice mine, yes. So maybe Dace Destroso can prolong this a little bit longer. But wait. Dace Destroso now does have a hidden base himself in the top right corner. And naturally, the SCV sitting up there is just observing the work that he did to build the command center and not mine anything either. Here come the 2 Arbiters. Here come a bunch of Dragoons. This might mean a little bit of trouble, although the observer sits back for some reason. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Ah, yes, the Nexus at the second natural is now has a pylon being built next to it. And a shuttlecraft was just wasted for no reason. And Lousy Dachizi demonstrates his displeasure with a single 1 period. That really says it all. Dot. Oh, a witty pun from Zorak. A pointless death at its finest. Oh, jeez, that was creative. But the funniest puns are the ones they don't even mean. So anyways, cough, cough, cough. Alright, 2 more SCVs are sitting idle back at that hidden base in the top right corner. And who cares if you're being serious? Will we see a recall going into the main base? What, let's see it. Yes, there it is. A bunch of... right in the main base of Desastroso. Good group of zealots, a good group of dragoons. They're picking off some units in the back, although Desastroso does have a few tanks in defense, though. And I think he also sent his Arbiter away, though, so this might not do as much as it could have. Why Lousy Dachizzi is just going after the armory? Yeah, it was kind of a strange spot, admittedly. Maybe those two missile turrets scared him a little bit, but it's going to destroy the two armories, at least, out of Desastroso. But Desastroso is going to be able to send in those tanks back down, and is going to be able to repel the recall. Interesting. Lousy Dachizzi looks like he's playing a little bit sloppy at this point, despite the fact that he does have a second natural at Desastroso's main base established. That's pretty exciting stuff here, you know. And that is another very good point from one of the other observers. There is a probe in there! Build a pylon! Come on! Build a pylon! Show Desastroso who's boss! Get those cannons up! Yes, they might just... Oh! Desastroso must have heard me as he then sends in those vultures and destroys the one probe. And just as an FYI for all of you players out there, you need to be sure to ask Hydrowing about his infamous one Reaver, one Zealot, one Probe drop. Maybe we'll see Lousy Dachizzi do one of his own here at some point. And here comes another pretty decent little force from Lousy Dachizzi. Good Mind kills off a bunch of those Zealots, but another group of Zealots are sitting back. Science Vessel's there, but it looks like Lousy Dachizzi's going to be able to get in, destroy those couple of tanks. Here comes a few Vultures to try to mend a little bit of support. Mine goes off. Two more Zealots bite the dust. And Desastroso is going to survive yet another wave from Lousy Dachizzi. I don't know if this is exactly the crispest of play we've seen out of these two players. Although there is one Zealot just sitting there. Off a bunch of SCVs before it passed away. Desastroso, however, that secret main base that he's got in the top right corner, not doing much. He is building at least some things. He's only got two SCVs sitting idle. Although Lousy Dachizzi does have a pylon sitting up there as well. Pro play from both players. And no, I didn't say propane. Pro play, yes. It looks like Desastroso is trying to actually pick off the probes that are at that second natural that Lousy Dachizzi established in a more aggressive position. And those vultures are picking off units, or trying to pick off units. It looks like Desastroso is going to try to go on the attack momentarily, but he's going to have to actually wait a second, load those tanks into siege mode. One of the Arbiters disappears, and a real... Ooh, now that was quite interesting, actually. Lousy Dachizzi kept his Zealots back, use the Arbiter to recall right on top of one of the siege tanks right in the front. That, by the way, that was pretty cool, I have to admit. Did it do a lot for him? No. But it was a cool move, at least in height. At least it was kind of cool to see something unique. Desastroso was forced to send those SCVs back into his main base, where they all gather around the refinery. Let us all pray in the name of Desastroso around this refinery that hopefully he can survive this Protoss wave after wave attack from Lousy Dachizzi. Although Desastroso still does have a group of, amen, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 SCVs mining at his natural base, and he's got a good group of 5 SCVs as well mining in the top right corner. 3 factories are up as well for Desastroso in that top right corner. Could we see a SCV drop from Desastroso? We've seen a probe. We've seen it. Lousy Dachizzi's done it in game number 1. It killed a Nexus. Uh-oh. 3 more Arbiters flying around the map, waiting to do their recall of doom. But where are they going to do it? We don't know. Although one Vulture is picking off the probes at the second natural of Desastroso. But those 3 Arbiters are going to do something that's very rare for Arbiters to do. They destroy a unit. They kill off that vulture picking off those probes there. Oh, a fourth arbiter's on the way in. Fifth arbiter! Mass arbiters, maybe, from Lousy.Cheesy. But then again, though, at the second natural Lousy.Cheesy, there's just a bunch of darn probes sitting there, doing nothing. So what do we have here? We've got a pilgrimage at the refinery in Dace Destroso's main base, and a bunch of idle probes at the second natural Lousy.Cheesy. Oh, but in the meanwhile, a recall into the main base. Oh! And there they go. It's... looks like these units are not going to do a lot. Just the, now, well, except the arbiters, though. Oh, another recall. Just kind of multiple waves of recalls. Now, that one's going to actually do quite a bit more damage, killing off a bunch of factories. I think Dace Destroso is in a little bit of trouble here at this point. All those zealots, all those dragoons. Not exactly your Christmas game, but then again, anytime you can see arbiters, anytime you can see recall, that is entertaining StarCraft, people. You got to appreciate it, and I'm glad I could bring it to you. This is why these two are in the third, fourth place games, you know. After all, that's where you see some good stuff. And we see another beautiful professional move here. A stasis goon is protecting the ramp, so Dace Destroso cannot send in his vultures. Now, like I said, if you're not learning something from this, who the heck are you? This is just quality StarCraft at its finest. Those vultures are waiting patiently for the Dragoon to unstasis itself, and there it unstasis, and that Dragoon, just waking up from its, you know, cryogenic slumber, is going to go from that state to a dead state. Oh! Two stasis vultures sitting right there. Oh, boy. The arbiters are now picking off the lifted off units and the lifted off units. How about lifted off buildings? The lifted off factories going towards the right corner. Dace Destroso's doing his best to pick off units with his vultures sitting around the main map. Although Dace Destroso does have one base still established in the top right corner. Dace Destroso's in deep trouble. Lousy.Cheesy's got a couple of another base established as well. Second natural in the bottom right. Yeah. Those units are just picking off what's remaining at the main former main base of Dace Destroso. And now maybe we're going to see a little bit more of a traditional frontal assault from Lousy.Cheesy. Yep, here we go. Four arbiters protecting his group of five zealots and, let's see here, seven dragoons and a couple of High Templar for good measure. Mine goes off, kills a zealot, another mine goes off, High Templar bites the dust. But Dace Destroso is going to be forced to send his remaining SCVs to that one established base in the top right. Dace Destroso might be able to actually defend this for a little while until those arbiters get enough energy back for another recall or two. Let's see here. What is our current count of arbiters? One, two, I think I see five arbiters actually flying around the map. Three of them now noticing those SCVs run into the top right. Oh, this is unfortunate for Dace Destroso, as Dace Destroso is going to lead those zealots and dragoons right into his main base. The arbiters see it as well. Are we going to see a recall? We should. Oh, instead the arbiters are going to go after the missile turret instead. Ah, there we go. Recall! Yes, right there, right by those former missile turrets. And Dace Destroso declares the GG, and Lousy.Cheesy takes that 2-1 series lead in this best-of-5 preliminary final series. So Lousy.Cheesy takes game number 3 in 26 minutes and 47 seconds on the map of Othello with a score of, how about this, 167,167 versus Dace Destroso's score of 124,284. How about that? Arbiters and recall. About time we got to broadcast some interesting games here. Then again, you know, I expect this from a preliminary final series between these two interesting players, but now the question has to lie, how will Dace Destroso muster up the courage, muster up the energy to try to get this to a Game 5, a winner-take-all affair. But and it's going to be on Lousy.Cheesy's choice of map as well for game number 4. So that just about concludes game number 3 of this best of 5 preliminary final series of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5. In just a few minutes, we will be beginning the broadcast of game number 4. Desastroso's on the ropes. And this is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, your home of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.